Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, student life. And our guest today is Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. President Livingstone will visit with us on the program each month throughout the school year, and we are pleased to have her join us today. President Livingstone, a new school year is underway. We've got a great group of freshmen and, of course, the whole student body, and it's exciting to see them come to campus, and excited to have you here with us. Welcome.
Well, I'm glad to be back with you, and it's wonderful to have our new students and our returning students on campus. The first gentleman and I were a little lonely on campus this summer, so it's great to have everybody back and all the excitement and enthusiasm that goes with that.
Well, we've seen you out interacting with the students in a number of different ways through Welcome Week. You mentioned handing out tacos and coffee on the first day of school. What's the beginning of a new year like for you as you meet the new student body and get ready for another year?
Well, it's always exciting to get started again. One, you get to welcome new students that have not been on your campus for extended periods of time. And sometimes they're very nervous and anxious about this new away from home for the first time experience. So it's wonderful to engage with them, help them feel welcome. And so many people on our campus come around our freshmen and our transfer students and help them to feel a part of the family very, very quickly. But it's also exciting to have our returning students back. They've had fabulous experiences over the summer, whether that was internships, study abroad, research opportunities, service opportunities. And so they have so many exciting stories to tell, and they're thrilled to be back among their friends and family here at Baylor.
We mentioned that incoming class. What can you tell us about them? It's a very impressive group that's joining the Baylor family.
We are really thrilled with the freshman class this year. There are about 3,360 of them, so it was right in our target for our enrollment numbers. It is our second most diverse class ever, and,
wow,
and several of our recent classes are among our most diverse classes. Our in general population is becoming much more diverse, and it is our most academically qualified class in the history of the university. So we think it's going to be just an exceptional class to add to the wonderful students that we already have here, and we're looking forward to seeing all the interesting things they're going to do as students at Baylor.
You know, what about for you? You think back a year ago, you were starting your first school year as president of Baylor. What's year number two like? How is it different compared to last year when you look back?
It's interesting. We were reflecting on this, Brad and I were, as we started the new year, because last year as we did move-in, as we did Welcome Week activities, as we did first week activities, it was all new and we really didn't know what to expect. So in some ways, when you do it the second time, you know what to expect. You appreciate it more and you probably are a little better prepared for it. But I think the other part of it, which is sort of bigger picture, last year when we came in and when I began my role as president, you're learning the university, you're trying to understand what the opportunities and challenges are and to think about how should we move forward. This year, as we come in, we have an academic strategic plan in place. We're beginning to work on implementation. So it's really exciting that now that we've sort of had a year to do planning and preparation and understanding where we are and where we need to go, this year we really get to make it happen and begin the hard work of implementing that plan.
Well, and that's something we'll be talking about on this program and future Baylor Connections as we visit with you. And today we're going to be talking about Baylor's unambiguously Christian mission. You mentioned Welcome Week. Let's even just start there. What does the way Baylor welcomes students, welcomes their families to the broader Baylor family, maybe how does Baylor's Christian mission influence that?
Well, I think that our Christian mission and our Baptist heritage is critical in the way families feel welcome. We talk a lot about ensuring that everyone that comes to our campus experiences Christian hospitality, and Welcome Week probably exhibits that in more distinct ways than many of the things that we do, and that begins with the way we move in families. We have over 3,000 of our family members on the Baylor campus, faculty, staff, students who come together and help unload cars and help people carry things to their rooms. I have never seen an experience like this. People who have sent their children off to other universities have never seen that kind of experience. So they feel welcomed and loved and a part of the community immediately, and it reduces a lot of the stress. But then during Welcome Week, we have so many activities that begin to connect students when they're away from home for the first time with faith communities, with a faith family. We do an event early in the year where we have all the churches in the community that help serve our college students while they're here come, and we have a church fair. how many universities do something like that the first week that students are on campus? We have a worship service on the Sunday night before classes begin where we invite all of our students that are back on campus to come together and worship together to early in the year sort of set the stage that this is important for us and something that we need to do. And of course, our students start their chapel services immediately as the semester begins. So there are so many opportunities, whether it's in small groups with the chaplains in their residence halls, or whether it's in these bigger, more university-wide community worship services, that they begin to get a sense of the way in which our faith permeates the experience that they're going to have at Baylor.
You know, I know at every university across the country, that first week is exciting, and there's a lot of excitement, but it just seems like there's a real sense of joy. When you know, you mentioned move-in, and there's boxes, and it's heavy, and yet there's a real sense of joy that surrounds that.
There absolutely is, and it's fun to watch the parents because they're so excited about the opportunity for their students, and they're so hopeful for the future of their students, but then they're also have that anxiety of letting their children sort of go away from them for the first time. But in sort of that mix of anxiety and joy, it's just a real exciting time to think about the future of each of these young people and the opportunity that they have, and to be able to know that they're just going to grow and develop into even more exceptional young people as they go through their experience at Baylor. And their parents see that, and I think that's why they're so excited.
Visiting with President Livingstone here on Baylor Connections, and we're going to talk about the future, but I want to go back a little bit. Not quite a year ago, in your inaugural address, you talked about the vision of Baylor becoming a preeminent Christian research university, and that's going to influence what we talk about here in terms of Baylor's unambiguously Christian mission. And I know you've discussed it on the program before. You've talked, obviously, in your inaugural address, but for maybe people who haven't heard it, I think it bears repeating. Can you talk just briefly about that vision again of Baylor becoming a preeminent Christian research university and how it's going to influence all that we talk about and illuminate going forward?
Well, several years ago, the university did a visioning experience, and they came out of that with a document called Pro Futuris. And in that visioning document, it spoke to the aspiration for Baylor to be among the top institutions in the country in terms of academics and research, while ensuring the strength and integrity of our Christian mission. And as I came, we said, we've got to put some kind of hands and feet to that vision and make it even more of a reality than it is. And that's really critically important because in order to have influence as an institution of higher education or to have significant influence, that's really driven by your academic reputation, which is very much driven by the research that your faculty do. And in many ways, the quality of your graduate programs, in addition to the quality of what you do at the undergraduate level. And so Baylor is one of the very, very few universities in this country that is positioned to be a prominent research university. And in my inauguration address, I used the phrase that the world needs a Baylor. And I believe even more now than I did when I said that last October at my inauguration, that there needs to be a significant Christian research university that is producing research that matters to the world and is informed by a Christian worldview, that's producing graduates at the undergraduate and graduate level where a faith-based perspective is embedded in the experience that they have, and that we are producing graduates that go out there with a different perspective. And we had a graduate of our PhD program in chemistry, James Chang, who shared with our Regents last year about his experience at Baylor. And I think this is a wonderful story about why being a Christian research university matters. James came here and found his faith at Baylor through an undergraduate student who shared with him about their faith. And then through that and through the influence of his PhD advisor, he not only came to personal faith, but he began to realize the purpose in doing the science that he was doing, and that it was really to glorify and honor God and to find truth that mattered in God's world and then to influence the world in that way. Now, James will go out as a PhD student and as a faculty member and not only do research that matters and that is informed by his Christian perspective, but he will influence thousands of students' lives through the years as a Christian faculty member in a way he never would have if he hadn't come to Baylor. And you can't produce that kind of influence across thousands of lives unless you're a Christian research university. And so we have a tremendous opportunity here and a lot of enthusiasm around the vision and the direction that we're going.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we talk about the idea of Illuminate, it's a roadmap to seeing stories like that and that influence grow. Let's talk about Illuminate a little bit, that strategic plan. It's comprised of four pillars: unambiguously Christian educational environment, transformational undergraduate education, research marked by quality, impact, and visibility, and nationally recognized programs in human performance through arts and athletics. And as we mentioned, we're going to be focusing on each one of those in the coming weeks. But today we're talking about the first, unambiguously Christian educational environment. You know, that foundation goes back to Baylor's founding, 1845. But as we look at this new vision, this new strategic plan of Illuminate, how are those Christian roots guiding us into a new era?
You know, I was reflecting on this as I prepared for our faculty meeting last week at the beginning of the school year, and I was drawn back to some of the statements in the founding principles of the university. And in those founding writings and remarks about the university, it talked about building a university that was open to enlargement and development to meet the needs of all the ages to come. And that was in the founding principles of the university in 1845. So what a visionary way of thinking that many years ago, that knowing that Baylor as a Christian university was going to have to grow and develop and change over time to continue to meet the needs of the students in the future. And that's what Illuminate is really about, is continuing that trajectory that we've been doing for 173 years as a university, is developing and growing and learning what we need to do in new and different ways to continue to strengthen our Christian mission, to continue to have a significant impact, not just as a university, but as a Christian university. And so I think what we're doing now in building out Illuminate and our research profile and the quality of our educational experience is in many ways being very, very true to those founding principles on which the university was built way back in 1845.
You know, and maybe it's an obvious thing to say, but staying true to those principles doesn't happen by accident. You know, we look back at things like Pro Futuris and now Illuminate. That faith aspect is so built into those. I mean, how have you experienced that? Just that fact that it does take that purposeful vision and moving forward and saying this matters every step of the way.
Well, you're absolutely right. It doesn't happen by accident. And if you look across the country and you look at other universities that were faith-based universities at one point in their history, and many of them, as they evolved into more prominent academic institutions, more research-focused, did make the choice to move away from their faith-based roots. And I think it's a testament to the leadership of Baylor through many, many years that even as we have grown and developed as an academic institution, as we've grown in reputation and quality, and as we continue to move in that direction, that the leadership of the university, whether it's the regents, the presidents, the deans, the faculty, have remained committed to those Christian principles and the importance of that to our educational environment. And so unless you really make that a foundational principle and continue to emphasize it on a regular basis, it certainly can become diminished, and we're deeply committed to ensuring that that does not happen at Baylor.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting today with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. And President Livingstone, what are the challenges and opportunities along the way to the next step in this vision, remaining unambiguously Christian while aspiring towards excellence in that research?
Well, I think we just talked a little bit about one of them, because we have seen so many universities that have drifted from their original foundational roots as a Christian institution. And so we certainly have to make sure that we remain committed to that, that we have the people in place that believe in that mission and are going to ensure that it continues to be a core part of who we are. But I see tremendous opportunity in moving forward with the vision and with ensuring that not only do we maintain the integrity of our Christian heritage and strengthen that, but that we grow in terms of the quality of our academic endeavor, both in terms of the quality of the learning experience for students, but in terms of the quality of research. And that's because when you do that, you have more influence as an academic institution. That could be influence in the policy world. It could be influence in the business world. It can be influence in the academic world. And so it gives you a voice that you, with credibility that you wouldn't have otherwise. And we need that Christian voice in higher education, in policy, in the business community. And as I have said before, the world needs a place like that, that's producing those kinds of graduates and thinking a little bit differently about how we approach the significant problems that the world faces.
You know, President Levine Stone, you mentioned that Baylor was positioned to make this move. Obviously, Illuminate and these aspirations aren't just out of left field. What are some of the ways that Baylor faculty and staff, you know, going back many years, but especially more recently, what are some of the things that you and the Board of Regents and everyone involved with this plan have seen that laid that foundation to make this next step easier? What are some of the ways that these foundations have already been laid?
Well, I think I was hired as a faculty member here back in 1991. And when I was hired, I think the university was already thinking about how do we begin to transition to not just do really great undergraduate education, but also enhance the quality of graduate education and start to bring in faculty that are more focused on a research trajectory while being committed to their Christian faith and while caring deeply about the educational experience students have. And I know that was part of the messaging to me when I was hired back in 1991. And I know that messaging has certainly continued and probably strengthened even since then up to 2018, where we are today. And so making these kinds of transitions and shifting kind of the culture and to some extent the direction of an institution takes a very long period of time, but it also takes very dedicated effort over that period of time and focus on that vision and direction. And I think you've seen that happen here at Baylor because we've made so much progress and have so much opportunity now because of the foundation that's been built over the last probably 20 or 30 years.
You know, there's something that's in some ways is ambiguous, but also very palpable. You can feel it here at Baylor. There's a lot of people here, faculty, staff, students who are here because of a sense of calling. They feel called to be here. How does that make this whole process a little bit easier? Because it is something that I think that people come to Baylor, they sense something different.
I think what that means is that people come here not just for a job or for a paycheck. They come here because they believe deeply in the mission of the institution. They believe that the work that we're doing here doesn't just have earthly significance, but it has eternal significance. Mm-hmm. And it is a place where you can truly integrate and meld your personal faith commitment with your professional work in a way that you just don't have that opportunity to do very often. And, you know, we've brought in quite a few new people on my president's council, a few before I came, but then some since I've arrived. And almost every single one of them will tell you that they truly felt called to come to Baylor because we're a Christian institution, because we have the aspirations that we do, and because they are so excited about the direction the university is going and the impact that we can have in the world because of the kind of place that we are and that we're going to even become in a more significant way.
Visiting with President Levine Stone here on Baylor Connections, and we've talked a lot about Baylor's unambiguously Christian environment from an academic perspective here on the program. But as we head into the final few minutes, I want to ask you from the student standpoint as well. We talk a lot about spiritual formation. Maybe a good topic to think about as we start a new school year. What does that look like? We've got 16,000 students at different points along their spiritual walk, along their journey where God's leading them. So what does that look like here?
I think the wonderful thing about Baylor is that we have so many opportunities for students to think deeply about their faith and to learn how to own their own faith, particularly freshman students as they come. Their faith may have been influenced by their parents or their pastors or their youth minister. And so because of the kind of place that we are, they have the opportunity when they're here to really dig deep into their own personal faith, understand it, own it for themselves. And that happens through chapel. It happens through our Baptist Student Union, which has really been strengthened in the last couple of years. It happens through other faith-based groups on campus. It happens because we have chaplains in the residence halls working with our students. We have chaplains embedded in other places on campus. But even beyond that, when you have faculty and staff who are people of faith and who think seriously about how they're helping to nurture and develop the spiritual lives of our students, whether they're undergraduates or PhD students like James Chang that I shared about, that influence is going to have an impact on students. Students know they can go to their faculty and have conversations. They know they can go to their staff members and have the staff members and have conversations. They know that there are classmates around them that can help them think through their faith-based questions. And so I think spiritual formation here happens in so many different ways because students have so many different touch points where they can be challenged about their faith. They can think about their faith in unique ways. And I think it's one of the rich parts of the environment that our students experience, whether they're freshmen or, you know, third or fourth year PhD students.
You know, we talk about that on campus, but it's off campus as well. You think about, you mentioned how many students mm-hmm. have come back from missions trips this summer. You mentioned Baptist Student Union, that takes students on and off campus through service opportunities. What does it mean to you to see students living that out, you know, not just on campus, but when you see the ways that they impact the community and the world around them?
Well, it's one of our biggest joys, I think, is to see our students, whether it's doing international mission trips where they're serving in interesting places all around the world, whether it's serving through the local churches in the community. Churches in Waco embrace our students and give them tremendous opportunities to serve in Waco where there's some tremendous needs and opportunities, and even serving, you know, on the campus with each other. And it's one of the great rich parts of the experience for students because they learn just as much through those kinds of experiences as they do sometimes in sort of a traditional classroom setting. So we're thrilled to be able to provide some of those experiences ourselves through our mission trips and other opportunities, but also for the opportunities our students have within the Waco community and through their local church families to be able to provide service as well.
Well, President Livingstone, we're heading into the final couple of moments of the program. We've been talking about Baylor's unambiguously Christian environment. Next month, we're going to talk about transformative undergraduate education, these pillars of Illuminate. And as we head into the fall, we'll be hearing more about Illuminate. But what can you tell us about where that is now, the work that you, Dr. Gary Carini, and faculty across campus are doing in shaping this?
There's been a lot of work going on this summer. The plan was approved by our regents in May, and then Dr. Carini, who is our Vice Provost for Graduate Programs and Strategic Planning, and then Gary Mortensen, who is our Dean of the School of Music, mm-hmm. but also Vice Provost for Administration, have worked very hard over the summer, spending a lot of time meeting with faculty, listening to faculty as we refine the work in the plan. These plans are always ongoing and evolving as we learn more and as we get more input from faculty and others. And so they've worked very hard over the summer to refine the elements of the plan and then also to get faculty input and involvement in how we go about implementing Illuminate. It's a big, ambitious plan, and so we need everybody sort of on board and engaged in the process. And so they're working on fleshing out the details of how to implement the plan and how to engage faculty in that process, and then to begin to move forward on some of the initiatives within the plan. So it's been a very busy summer, but we're ready to roll up our sleeves now that the fall is here and beginning to make more progress on the work of Illuminate.
We'll look forward to seeing more about that and discussing that more with you on the program ahead. Thanks so much for joining us on the program today.
It was a pleasure to be with you, and we're so happy to be back in school with all our students back on campus.
It's exciting. Well, thank you very much. Baylor University President Linda Livingstone, our guest today on Baylor Connections. A reminder, you can hear this and other Baylor Connections programs online, baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.